Let's get it on down from the bayou. All right. Hey. That's right. Let's all get a groove right here. Rock me, woman.
Right, it's a good afternoon to you, and welcome to Realm of the Historics. And this is, of course, a show in which we look at the international geopolitics, what is going on in our country. We are also going to look at some of the important deliberations that, took place in Parliament last week. I'm just going to give you two of them that are very major, that I consider to be major, and also some incidences that took place during the week in Namibia. And then from there, we build it up and go into the international. So this is the show. And of course, we have the privilege also of playing some music. And it's a Sunday, a Saturday. Is a Saturday, and we discuss, we chill with and discuss with music. I'll make it a little bit lighter. Of course, because during the week we have more heavier content. And so during the weekend, I want to, be a little bit softer, a little bit lighter. When we are talking, having at least something that we call infotainment, if you like, but in a talk, in a talk style. So, and I'm going to be with you till the hour of 4 o'clock, and I'm alone in this building. I'm alone in this building. No one is with me. So, maybe with you, wherever you are enjoying yourselves listening to me. And that's quite, you know, great to know that you are listening and following. Then somebody called me, is there Realm of the Historics today? Yes. And while almost coming, almost got into a very terrible accident. Almost got into a terrible accident. And I think you would have just heard that I went to meet my maker. So that was almost a terrible accident. And that's what made a little bit everything complicated. But anyway, we are around and we are still breathing. So, yeah, chances of leaving this world are very high. More higher than chances of staying in this world. So, when people say we are not of this world, we are visitors, we are pilgrims, it's not a lie. It's a truth that we need to admit, we need to start accepting. Because chances of survival are very low compared to chances of departure. You know, you can depart. Anything happens, your soul can depart from your body. So we need to always be prepared of that.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand. Of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Phew, what a day. Finally on my way home. And hey, the taxi's empty. So much room. Oh no! Why is this big guy getting in and sitting on top of me? No, not the Mimo with the big bag too. Now I'm squeezed.
Sometimes in life you just get squeezed. But luckily with Express Credit's term loans, you can get up to $32,000 to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. And all the water gonna come in, I have no place to stay.
Yes. Yo!
Blues that caused me, packed
Alright, we are here. So I was just busy explaining to you before we went for a short break that, you know, chances of us departing this world are very high. And most people make fun of biblical texts. Which says that we are not of this world, and people think it's a white man's, you know, it's white people that came up with that to, you know, to deceive Africans from, you know, having wealth. No. White people never prevented Africans from having wealth as such. They just prevented us from having access to the means of production that they established. So white people never prevented Africans from having from making wealth. White people just came and found out that an African man was not interested in building means of production. Or a black person was not interested in modernizing his life. Remember that the life that we lived is a life that once was lived by everyone. But we refused to change. We refused to modernize our life. So when a white person discovered that an African man, a black man, is not going to modernize soon, they took advantage of that. And they used what an African had at his disposal to modernize and establish economic means of production. And those means of production are what the white person prevented us from having access. In fact, even coming near. Because, one, they built everything from scratch. Two, they invested time, knowledge, and skills to build such an economic means of production. And number three, you as an African person, a black person, contributed nothing from that establishment or from that process. except of course the resource.
Egameno jomau yere lego komarungura kalishi ashike upsa kadio pa uteknika oliliwo omkundu opashigwana upsa kadio paliko no hashivuro okuya moshi para uhupiro uongeshefa oshinimo mtumba go Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma ovigajo miongo mbali na hamano ikondo epangero mahangano go pa umwene u ministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe oneta muisanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa mete tekero esikwa milongo mbali naga alisikwa mbali naga nega apiriri mwavigali milongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerele kombinga ukoshoki wopo ungomba ano saiba hejin kena una okuironge kithira omashongo koko marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongizo jomarungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatuma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi ito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba wotungoka otakukakarao VIP cyber gala dina nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapurapuro kwa tathana nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwepanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
You know, the white people, in fact, even if they used the resources from the African ground, those resources were not discovered and used at full potential. White people would not have had chance to, in fact, colonize Africa. Because that was going to be difficult for them to do that. So, that in itself, because the problem with Africans is that we enjoy talking about history where we are victims. We enjoy talking about history which portrays us as victims. We don't want to talk about a history that displays us as, you know, we don't want to get to the point where we are responsible. We don't want to come to the point of where we are, you know, accountable. An African man refuses, or a black person refuses, to be accountable and only enjoys being a victim. This is the same thing, this is the same problem that is in women. Women can provoke a situation. And instead of standing up and facing and being accountable of their mistake or as consequences of their work, they stand on a side where they want to be seen as victims. And the other day when I talked about three groups in this world that think they deserve, or that think the world owes them, or owes them honor and respect, some of you almost came for me. But I'm going to repeat it again. There are three groups of people in this world who don't want to be accountable, at least to a certain extent, because they feel that the world owes them every sympathy that it has, that the world owes them, a space automatically in itself, that they think that the world must just make space for them. And this is a group, these three groups of people. It's women, is people with disabilities and members of the LGBTQ community. Those three groups of people, they think that the world owes them a space. They think that the people must just be included in things just because they have a disability. Or they must be included in things just because they are women. They must be understood because they are LGBTQ. There's nothing like that in reality. And I want you to understand life from a most cruel and ruthless, honest. The world is very, life itself is very ruthless and is very cruel. So, if as black people we don't man up and stand up to our mistakes, we will forever cry victim while other people are becoming victorious. If we don't stand up and be accountable and be responsible for our mistakes and then look at the consequences of our errors and then change, we will forever cry victim and the whole world will trample upon us. So we want the history where we are victims. We enjoy such a history which puts us on the side of being a victim continent, that we were innocently enjoying our lives. We were enjoying peace until a white man came. That is what PLO Lumumba will tell you, and that is what Joshua Maponga will tell you. That's what every professor in Africa will tell you, but that's not true. We are to blame for what happened to us. To a certain extent, we were innocent, yes, but to a certain extent, we participated in what brought us into problem. Just like we are doing now. Now, 100 years after now, somebody will come up with a false history, putting us on a victim chair. But now, what are African leaders doing to change the situation which our forefathers could not change? What are they doing? Nothing. So, the more we want to be victims, the more we sink into failure. It's like a girl that got impregnated. And instead of picking up her life and, fixing her life, she got pregnant again and again and again. And at the end of the day, she's in her 50s. She wants to be bitter against every man. This is what is happening to some women that are in their 50s now, in their 60s. They are now bitter, but they are same women. There are some women that have been, if a girl got pregnant in grade 10, she can decide, well, I'm going to give birth and I'm going to go back to school. There were two cousins of mine. One became pregnant in grade 11 and when the people were making effort for her to write, to go to grade 12, she was playing hide and seek. But another one became pregnant and she picked up herself and she is now teaching. So the issue is not the problem. It's not what you go through. The issue is how you stand up from there. The issue is not falling. It's not whether or not you can fall. To fall, all of us will fall. But it is how you pick yourself up. It is how you pick yourself up. That is what matters. It is not how much you fall. It is whether or not you are able to pick yourself up. The moment you fall and you are not able to pick yourself up, then you are the problem. Because every human being has the capacity to fail. And at the same time, every human being has the capacity to rise. Or every human being has the capacity to fall. Every human being has the capacity to rise. But Africa fell. And you will hear Joshua Maponga and Lumumba talking about how Africa was technological, you know, and all and all and all and all. And all. But they don't talk about how Africa fell. And they are not talking about why Africa is not able to rise and become that Africa that they talk about. Because the problem with motivational speakers is that they have a narrative. Because they create an audience. When you create an audience, you come up with a narrative. And that narrative acts as a force of gravity in the heart of the people that you speak to. So you want to depict a certain, you know, picture. But if we are to be honest with ourselves, what we are going through is not unique. Every country has gone through that. I want to give you an example of Russia. Russia, 34 years ago, that is now 35 years ago, in fact. In 1991, when the Soviet bloc, Soviet Union collapsed, people in Russia went back to scratch. They woke up, all their investment, everything wiped out. They woke up on zero. Now, are we talking about Russia today? With 7.26.
Basic mental health first aid course. Taiganjua Oshari Chamhongi, Kwamboka Eri Iyo, your NHP. Otapewa Unongo Nonseo, Nakeneuna, Okutongorora, Omadiriko, Opetameko, Yenacha, Nupiaka, the Nenge, Omafidakano, Opama Viradiro, Kuchane, Omokatiko, Kume. Koe ninge anironga pamwe nangoe osho otopewa unongo ukene una okuya kwathera nokuya pa eabidido yiri monjira omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara kuyerere ounji na kene unokara uishangitha tarira po epanja yao yo nhp.com.na epango na maradura sano ododina okurandurwa NHP rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
So now we are talking about Russia, which is the fourth largest economy in the world, with 7.26 trillion in GDP, surpassing Germany and all the countries that were traditionally. That was the position of a Western European country. Because some people go through shame and they rise. But why is Africa not rising? So why is Africa not rising? The other time, I think it was, last week, we were talking about the African economy that is taking long to, you know, to pick up. Why is Africa not rising if other countries can fall and they can rise? China was also not developed 35 years ago or 36 years ago. So, but China today is the second largest economy in the world. We need to change the narrative when you are talking about Africa. Because what we are talking about, we are busy deceiving ourselves to believe that we are victims when we are not. You know, no woman can tell me that she is a victim of falling pregnant. And, you know, you didn't finish school because of a man. You can't say that. Because what about other women? They will shut you up. They will tell you, nope, you are not just serious with your life. Because I became pregnant at when I was in grade 12. When I was in grade 11. And I went home and gave birth and came back to school. But if somebody becomes pregnant today, instead of giving birth and going back to school to continue, you give birth the second time, again the third time, again the fourth time, you think you are going to blame a man for the reason why you did not finish school. No, you will blame yourself. And it is time we start to shut ourselves and allow our conscience to speak. Because our conscience knows the whole truth. All right, 16 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. We are here and talking, discussing. So I think Africa, we need a new model of consciousness, because we are into the so-called African consciousness, black consciousness. We respect the fact that there is, you know, black consciousness, but some of the history that we are busy telling ourselves is not correct history. We are, in fact, just fueling ourselves to start hating, you know, other nations for what, they have done to us, which is emotionally fair, but then logically, it's dangerous because it does not bring us to speed with the fact that we also need to be accountable. We need to be accountable and face, you know, face the consequences of our actions. You know, when you train a child to blame others for his mistakes, when you have a child in the house, and when this child does something, you blame others, this child will start to grow up with a mentality of thinking that other people are responsible for his mistakes. You know, and this child will start wetting the bed. And will start to say, I wet the bed because no one was there to take me to the toilet or to the bathroom. So, emotionally, the mother can agree, yes, you guys must learn to wake the child up. But this child must be taught to wake himself up. Okay? The child must be taught to say, when you feel you need to go to the bathroom, you wake up and you go to the bathroom. That's being responsible. When you teach the child to be responsible, to say you are your own individual. Your life is not connected to my life. I was hungry because no one was there to cook for me. No one was there to take me where. Okay, there are instances where people need help. But help only comes to complement, because help is a complement. You do not deserve help if you are not trying. If you are not trying, you do not deserve help. Because help comes to complement what you have. Help doesn't come to start you up. But help just comes to complement. You must have something, and then somebody helps you. Somebody assists you. But if we don't have anything, no one will help, because we have nothing that attracts help. Help does not come for nothing. Help does not come to nothing. Help does not come to nothing. That is one thing we need to know. That help does not come to nothing. Help comes on something. It comes on a protocol. There must be protocol established to accommodate help. But if your life does not have those protocols, you will not be helped. Because help will not just come and float on nothing. Help comes when there are protocols that are there. So, we need to teach ourselves to be responsible and to be accountable. And this is it. This is what Africa lacks. Africa lacks accountability. Africa lacks accountability. That's why we keep going, you know, playing victims. Every time we are the victims. Because we refuse to be accountable. We refuse to be accountable. Right, so we leave that point. We leave that point and we go to, okay, there is, according to social media, in fact, according to some news outlets, you know, we have a nasty, okay, so I'll see this, whether she's an examination officer. I have to verify this, her position, before I, you know, say it. But an official in NUST, that is the Namibia University of Science and Technology, has been arrested and was remanded into custody. There was no bail given to her yet, and her name has been released as Maria Hengari. She was arrested because she collected up to $2.3 million from students, and instead of student paying into NUST, you know, account, the students were paying into her account, you know, she was paying, the money was being paid into her account through e-wallet, pay to sell, you know. And she goes into the system and then, you know, marked the student as paid. You know, she marks the student as paid. So this is how she collected money. That was through between 2021 and 2024. I'm trying to look for the, but I'm not finding it. I'm not finding it. Okay. But that is how powerful these corruption cases are. Especially this year, there have been mass arrests, indeed, of corruption. This year, we are talking about the NAMCO, we are talking about the Rindi, we are talking about, you know, Roads Authority. We are talking about a lot of people have been arrested this year for corruption. And of course, last week, it's the same week, we have seen an HR in the Ministry of Education that got a job, that got somebody a job, and she was, and he was paid around, you know, 10,000-11,000 to get somebody a job. And that person was arrested. So this is a question whether or not corruption in Namibia is becoming systematic, or is it an endemic or a pandemic, or is it a pandemic or plandemic? So, I will find the story. I'm just trying to look for it. Okay, it seems I'm not winning here. All right, so, but that's an official in the university of one of the top universities in Namibia. An official, and most people that are stealing money are not very poor people that they don't have anything. They are people with salaries, people with benefits, people with, you know, at least a better life. So, and of course, even the Inspector General said, look, when police are involved in crime, in criminal activities, it does not mean that it is because of their salary that is low. Police officers are beneficiaries to the 5% increment of civil servants that started in April. So it's not that they are poor. Somebody get earning a salary, it's not necessarily poor. At least it's better than somebody that doesn't have a job. So individual reasonings what gets an individual into a corrupt practices or a corrupt practice or into corrupt practices are very unique to those individuals. But of course, this NAST official managed to pocket around 2.3 million between 2021 and 2024. Dubbing students, you know, telling students to pay into her account. And then she goes into the system and write and mark the students as paid. And then she goes with her life until she was reported. Or maybe she was investigated. We don't know how ACC and others and other agencies, you know, came to finding her out. But at least this year, we can say that ACC has really worked. You know, we can say, no, ACC has worked. This year we can say ACC has worked.
You play school on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled wind. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong. When I'm tired and weak, I could search this whole world over. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. I'm gonna just listen to y'all.
Morning, bride or groom?
Groom.
This way. Morning.
Bride.
Morning.
Bride.
Morning. Morning. Bride.
Consolation when your man had let you down, like a fool fell in love with you. You turned my whole world upside down. Situation, or I finally go insane. Please don't say never find a way. Tell me all my love's in vain.
I've been here for 40 years, before some of you were born, and it's the best place I've ever played. It's the best place in the world. Thank you for everything.
Begging, darling, please, Layla. please hit her. Begging, darling, please hit her. Darling, won't you ease my worry?
Thank you.
All right, it's 10 minutes to 3. That's the time here. And this is Realm of the Historics. You're on. And, of course, we are on the 18th of February. Hey. 18th of April. A Saturday, beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we are here in your favorite... on your favorite radio. We are in and on your favorite radio station. That is, of course, Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. And, of course, I think HD is going to come with sports by six. I think it's next, tomorrow, okay. Tomorrow. Because today it's gonna be, you know, Omtuma. Omtuma is the one that is coming from 4 to 7. And then, of course, 7 to 9, that's gonna be Happy Juju. So then tomorrow, of course, you are gonna have, Saima coming in with Shumbulula, and of course Pene Ambeko with that beautiful 7 to 9 program show. And then from there, from 11 to 1, that is Helmut, the shortest Mbukushu. Helmut is the shortest among all the Mbukushus. So, very short. Short man, Munamufupi. Yeah. Munamufupi is coming on with Mind the Gap. And then from there, of course, Nalvanda is taking over from Helmut into 1 o'clock through 4. And then 4 through 6, that is going to be Abigail. And go 6 to 8 is going to be H, is going to be HD. Oh, let me not be beaten up. It is Hende. But we know him here as High Definition. So he's going to come with the spots. And there's a guy that has never been on radio, you know. On this Eagle FM, there is that guy that has never been on radio. But this guy, what this guy does cannot be expressed with words. He has never, once you see him coming to radio, maybe something technical is really off. Something is technically off. When you see him leave his chair, you know, come physically, you need to know that something is technically off. But this guy, whatever he does, nobody can really can have words to, you know, even explain. And I always wished this guy to be on radio. You know? The day this guy will be on the radio, I'm telling you, if there is going to be the best listener that day, it's going to be me. Because I always want to hear him open his mouth and say something. So I'm not going to tell you who that guy is, but I think some of you that are, a lot of you that are in Eagle FM that are listening now, if there is anybody listening to me now, you know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Okay, you know who I'm talking about. Okay, it takes me to drink some water. Even, you know, even talking about him, it takes me to a point of where, to a point where I have to drink some water. So if that guy has to come on radio and say, okay, today is going to be a show by him, I'm going to tell you that whatever I'll be doing that day will stand still. Whatever I'll be doing that day will stand still. Because I want to hear, I want to listen for myself. But maybe the guy will never come to radio. Because this is 7 years already. Since radio started, this is already going to be 7 years. We're just going to be, just a month before. Before we turn 7 years. So it's going to be 7 years already before this guy. Oh, I mean, this guy has not been on radio. Not even to say, hello. Nope. He's not a talker. He's a walker. Some people are not talkers. Some people don't talk, they walk. They don't even talk, they walk. They walk the walk. That's how serious some of those guys are. You know, they don't talk the walk. Say, look, okay, talk the walk. Mm-mm. They walk the, they don't even walk the talk. They walk the walk. They work the work. Huh? So the minister, prime minister in parliament supporting the vote, on, the budget for the 2026 or the 2026 financial budget for financial year for the Ministry of Education, innovation, sports, you know, art and culture. Well, let me say, the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, you know, Art and Culture. Hey. The Prime Minister, Elijah Ngurare, was, you know, talking to the Deputy Minister and Minister, respectively, for the Ministry of Education to walk the talk as far as implementing the budget is concerned, you know, and he was saying that every dollar that is meant for the youth, that is meant to empower the young people, must be spent accordingly. You know, every dollar must be spent for the youth in all 121 constituencies of the country. So, the Prime Minister was saying that the, you know, politicians.
Eno chapura esiku chemanguruko chana mibia ndonda ndota dishambura okuzirako Exodus Investment CC Mona omaramba takarongo konte vitango okuzapo dura etri chana mibia Utunao utano o CCTV camera taurongo ko wifi Ikwa marujeno moka makwatirwa ongo dido TV Itenda kutuna o TV mekuma negevoka wakara ikare Kuma e-conditioner u remote ojo ikwa marujeno ni kwa teknika o iji Utare na ponena po kanduda okati heali Black China Shopping Center Omoka tutura povi no bem bendoga otopatura etimbo kehe no masiku goma fudo okuza poke tatu yongora sigo opontano komatango kareka okajampu mboko kure nangoe oshowo nongeshefa oenendele gumbo joy tu dengira nena nengie utume okatumara kako whatsapp kono mora ongoi nirake datu imwe ongoi non tano otofuru okuturandira komarungura Exodus Investment CC osturayo ye yineke kubatsira mukuitapo ikwa marushino yonguzu endelea ushoka ufadhila ituo joka yanu inoa isi kujima nguru kwa otu wata ikuruwa masiko milongu ndatuka apiri ofra otunjik dimburu kwa Exodus Investment CC matuvuruo okutuma irantitonga yoye oshiongo ashike ano ohatuka uria oshiongo ashike tudengira nina Uwino kikitha kuninga erunduru kwa mwena kuiwa yoye, okupitila mirongo, ko Sunshine Private College, tse, otuironge kikitha, okukupa erongo, pamfika hopo mpada. We say education first, o programate tu, o dhakwashi lipare kwa ko NQA, no the register kwa Namibia Council for Higher Education, NCHE. Mashangitho ka agusti yoma wafikali mirongo mpaina kamano, oga paturuka. Kogoro rapiko sa tadirandora. Postgraduate Diploma in Education, Secondary. Onvura imwe, o level 8. Bachelor of Education Honors in Junior Primary. Onvura dirine, level 8. Bachelor of Education Honors in Senior Primary. Onvura dirine, o level 8. Diploma in Early Childhood Development and Junior Primary Education. Onvura ndatu, level 6. Mwetofuro kuilonga pa mkaro kwa full time anenge wa distance Nyo kuwelewa wezo hapo tudengira kumberewa nora kama no imu Mbali mbali imu hetatu onora nontan Nende kwa nkwaya mokap Nora hetatu imwe mbali hetatu hetatu Ontano mbali ontano no hetatu Sunshine Private College Not just about teaching, it's about inspiring your future
Alright, so the Prime Minister said that for everything to be implemented tangibly and successfully, there is a need for officials in the ministry to be on par with, you know, to be on par with the politicians. With the intentions of politicians. Because politicians can speak. And it can, the politicians can outline what their developmental intentions and goals are. But for that to be achievable, the technocrats needs to be on par with the politicians. And in fact, most of us blame the politicians for one or two failures here and there. I think we need to realize that the people that are failing the government are not politicians as such. But the people that are failing the government are technocrats. You know, the difficulties with dealing with technocrats is the technocrats are not appointees. They are not political appointees. The technocrats are HR appointees, which means they got a job because they applied, because they have master's degrees, or because they have bachelor's or honors degrees. These university students, you know, that graduated and they became elevated from one post to the other until they became, you know, whoever. These are the guys that are running day-to-day operations. These are the implementers of the vision. Because if you listen to Parliament, I can tell you that politicians have plans. If everything that the people in Parliament talk about are to be implemented, I can tell you that Namibia will not be the same again. But the problem we have is that, you know, a parliamentary standing committee on development or whatever can go to a certain region. Just for the governor to be told, there was supposed to be a clinic here. What happened? And the governor says, no, I don't know. Now, when the governor says, I don't know, you look at the governor as somebody that is sleeping on duty. But it is true the governor doesn't know because that vision, the person that was supposed to implement it is not in Kunene, is in commerce. That person is in Windhoek. He's a supervisor. In fact, that person has already moved from that ministry. He's already in the Ministry of Works, for example. While you are supposed to be in the Ministry of Health, that person has already moved from Ministry of Health, is now in NAMWATA. So that's how government projects die. Because the people that are technocrats, they don't really care about it because they don't have a deadline. You know, they are part of the state. They don't have a deadline. A politician is only there for 5 years. And after 5 years, he might or might not come back. So, the most dangerous person to deal with when it comes to implementation, to the failure in terms of, when it comes to the failure of implementation of government developmental project, is not a politician. The most dangerous person is a technocrat. Because this technocrat is not driven by time. It seems that this guy kind of lives in eternity. You know, because him, he doesn't obey anything except salary. The only language he understands is month end, ting-ting on the bank. But politician will go, a politician is going through, pressure because most of us, if something fails, the most people we run to blame are politicians. That's why we start moving from one political party to the other. Because we think this party, they lie. This one, they don't work. But do you know that the technocrats, no one knows from which political party they are coming from? Or nobody knows which political party they are coming from. You know, that's how dangerously safe they are. Because at least you know Ines Nashinge is from IPC. So, and you can follow what he says and you judge him according to what he says. But then Ines Nashinge can have a manifesto and vision of IPC. But the technocrat that is in that office may come from IPC. But that person may not care about what Nashinge says. This person may sit on that project and by the time the standing committee visits your region, this person is no longer even part of that, ministry. The person is now because these are government agencies. They can move from one agency to the other when they see vacancy. When they see that there is a vacant point, the politicians are vision driven. They have a vision. They are on a mission and they have a vision. But technocrats are not having a vision. They must be brought to par. They must be brought on par with the vision of politicians. And then many of them don't care about that. They care about the greener pastures. They move by what is green in their eyes. They don't care about. That's why they keep moving you from one place to the other. So politicians are, if you listen to parliament, you will really know what I'm talking about. Those guys talk things that sometimes you wonder, wow, these guys. You know, I listen to parliament and I always come out of in listening to parliament in as much as there's drama, but a lot that these people talk about are very tangible, stuff pertaining national growth and development. But why are we not seeing the results on the ground? Then we also come to technocrats. We also come to technocrats because technocrats play a very important role. Or maybe sometimes ministers say things and then they practically, what they say cannot be implemented. One of the two. But since we don't have a minister and a technocrat here, we don't have a politician and a technocrat to answer that, and we are not a court, we will leave that up to life itself to determine who is who.
Miss Peaches had a change, and something got a hold of me. Go on.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. And I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no. I believe, I said I really do believe that, you know I really do believe that, and oh yes, and oh yes, and oh, and oh, and oh. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I believe that some got a hold on me. Ha 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 me feel alright. I'd like to do a song that I wrote. It's a story about a girl that rather, that's right. It's about a girl who would rather go blind than to watch her lover leave her. I'd rather be a blind girl, Delia. Something told me, oh, something told me it was over, babe. When I saw you and that girl and y'all were talking, something deep down, hey, deep down in my soul said, go on and cry, girl. When I saw you and that same girl and y'all were walking back, hey, and I'd rather be a blind girl, baby. I would rather be a blind girl than to watch you walk away from me. Baby, don't leave me. I don't want to see you go. Cause you see, I love you so much that I don't want to watch you leave me, baby. Oh, no, no. Oh, and another thing is, one more thing is, I don't want to be free. I'm scared to be by myself. I was sitting and thinking, babe. Oh, I was thinking about your sweet kiss. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your I see most of y'all know what I'm talking about. That I held to my lips and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face. Hey, babe, that's when I knew I loved and I couldn't do without. And I'd rather be a blind girl, baby, babe. I don't believe some of y'all heard me. I'm gonna tell y'all again anyway. And I was sitting here thinking, babe. Oh, I was thinking about your sweet kiss.
And you when I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face. That's when I knew I loved you and I couldn't do without you. And I'd rather be a blind girl, baby. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. I'm going to do a song for you that I did a while back. That's when disco was happening, right?
All right. So we continue, and we're talking about the you know, development, what hampers development. It's a complex issue. Okay, and sometimes it's also tribal, you know, certain areas, they say, no, this is our graves. You cannot come here and build, this is where we bury our people. So our people are sleeping here. You can't come here. Yeah, so sometimes it's a tribal reasons. And now we now get to what Imps Nashinge. In fact, when Imps Nashinge was supporting the vote, was, you know, supporting his, the vote on the budget of Ministry of Education, he made a very serious and a powerful, you know, statement. That to say, you see, the National Youth Service shouldn't just be training security officers. You know, some of these officers that are trained by the National Youth Service don't even have pistols, according to Imps Nashinge. But then, Imps Nashinge draws, you know, this is a leader of official opposition, in parliament. I think IPC puts it a little bit distinctively here, that there is a leader of the official opposition party in parliament, and then outside parliament, of course, is the president of IPC, who is the leader of the official opposition. Now, whether that is orderly or chaotic, that is up to you to judge. But it is as it is. Now, what he says is he makes a very profound statement by saying, look, why don't we develop a model that can facilitate, you know, courses, you know, value, courses of value, such as green energy and, you know, solar installation in young people. You know, rather than just limiting young people, you know, to security, you know, training, you know, to training to become security officers as far as the National Youth Service is concerned. This is not economically sustainable. So, but if people are if people are trained in green energy, and they are trained to manufacture, you know, they are also involved in manufacturing or coming up with, you know, making these technical subjects. We are going to see handy young people, and we are going to a certain extent, see certain young people thinking without the box. If not thinking outside the box. So, we have a lot of water that is just evaporating. Like now, flood water in the north has, you know, stalled. You know, people are catching fish now, but flood water in the north has stalled. Now, you see, that water is supposed to be used, to be put to use. And Ms. Nashinge was talking about something that was too technical. I did not, I did not grasp it. But why don't we create a national youth service that is self-dependent, you know, financially self-dependent, that it will not need government to fund it? You know? So, that which, you know, Ms. Nashinge said, to be powerful. Because now if you look at National Youth Service, you see young people that are just taking, okay, the National Youth Service young people were involved in debushing. That's how we reduce them to be debushers. National Youth Council, National Youth Service, where they were the one that are going to be given this one to debush. But we said no. There is a construction company, named after, it's a National Youth Council, it's for the National Youth Service. We are going to give them to construct this and that school, you know, blocks. And that money goes to the National Youth Service. Or the National Youth Service are going to construct maybe roads. Something tangible. Or the National Youth Service is the one that is creating, that has created a drone. You know, National Youth Service is participating in international hackathon, in a project, something that is of tangible, you know, something that can bring results, something that makes a young person, you know, participate in, you know, the national economy. Now, that is what Ms. Nashinge was proposing while supporting the budget of 2026 for the, you know, Ministry of Education. Now, as we end, we want to talk about what Nelson Kalangula. He's a member of IPC in Parliament. Nelson Kalangula was talking about, you know, he was giving example of other companies in other countries, like military companies in other countries that are manufacturing weapons. But then he came to the point of saying, you know, August 26, which is a military company, instead of manufacturing weapons, they manufacture bricks. or they make bricks. They go into brick laying and competing with civilian construction companies for tenders to build this or that. So, which is, according to him, inappropriate, because a military company such as, you know, a military company of that magnitude, like Namibia, you know, I mean, the August 26th is supposed to be a manufacturer of weapons for the army. And, you know, there was another member of parliament that says, that even went further by saying, look, the radar system that we have in this country are civilian radar system. They cannot even detect a drone or a spy aircraft or a military thing or a missile because they are civilian radars. Now, Namibia, you know, we are talking about oil and gas. And when we are talking about oil and gas, do we want to think that we will be powerful enough to say no to a certain country? And we say, because countries, especially superpower countries, they are only looking after their interest. Now, if Iran was not prepared for the U.S., today Iran would have been dismembered. The U.S. would have gotten into Iran by this time and took whatever they wanted. But the reason why they could not do that is because Iran was having some power. Now, if Namibia is going to think that they are an enemy of none and a friend to all, that is the most wicked, and I mean, that's the most weak and cowardish foreign policy a country could have, especially sitting on reserves such as, you know, oil and gas. That's the most cowardish foreign policy that we can ever have as a country. So it is good that members of parliament are realizing this, and it is also good that this is being said in the ears of the Minister of Defense. Because if we insist, we are not going to pull up our socks as a country as far as our military is concerned, then we need to rename the military. We need to rename Namibian Defense Force to at least a Namibian Construction Force. Because should the war break out between us and any country, we are not going to bomb those countries. We are not going to bomb them with bricks. We are not going to use bricks to bomb those countries. Or we are going to pour paint on them or pour tar on them. Or we are going to pour mortar. No, because if all we have is, you know, concrete mixers, then, and you see, we don't even realize that even God, who is most powerful, God is most powerful. No one can match the power of God. But God has military. So God has a military. He has an army. And that army is armed to the teeth. Now, if God can have an army, how much more of Namibia? Because you don't know what Angola will wake up, you know, having, you know, you don't know what Angola will wake up with tomorrow. Angola was never ruled by a dictator. Maybe it will never. But should one person come to power in Angola and start to say no? Namibia, Oshikango, up to, you know, Ondangwa is the border. What will Namibia say? What will Namibia do? Because Namibia already lost Kasikiri. Because if you go to the court, to the International Court of Justice, they will just say, okay, five judges on the bench. The judges will vote. 3-2. Namibia 2, Angola 3. Which means Angola won the case. Oshkango belongs to Angola now. So when you are in Oshkango, you are in Angola. So certain things are to be fought for. That's why, you know, Ukraine is fighting for its life. You see that Ukraine has the right to join NATO because that's Ukraine's right. But at the same time, Russia has the right to make sure that NATO does not come on their borders. So Ukraine is now being wrecked into pieces because of that. There are things that International Court of Justice may not be able to solve. So, and I'm not calling for an armed conflict. I'm just talking about the reality of how things can turn out. So, a country can decide, we are doing this, and you can try all possible means of diplomatic, you know, so to seek for a diplomatic solution. It goes beyond that. Until you fight it out. So, and that is what is happening. The Iranians are fighting for their lives because somebody decided to attack them. They are not bombing with bricks, and they are not being hit with bricks. These are real weapons. And we are talking about weapons of, you know, nowadays with digital, you know, technology. Now, it was also discovered that SADC militaries are disorganized. There is such a report. I'll try to find it again, and we'll come and discuss it, you know, next Saturday. Because nowadays it's not just about firepower. Nowadays it's about logistics. Resupply your army. You know, are you able to rotate the army, the military personnel? Do you have capacity logistically to supply an army that is far? Whether it is through airborne supply or seaborne supply or ground means, do you have that logistics? And it seems that SADC militaries do not have. They are lagging behind. They are lagging behind when it comes to military logistics. So, that is telling you that we are militarily, you know, very much behind the whole world, as compared to what other, you know, countries are. Because there is no country in the world that is without an enemy. That Namibian government must relook into that policy. Because that policy indicates that we are sleeping. We cannot be a country that is an enemy to none and a friend to all. That does not exist. That does not exist in reality. That's what we want. Fine. That's what we want, but that's not what reality says. There is no country that is an enemy to none and a friend to all. Never. That does not exist. And whoever is deceiving Namibia to think that that is the case realistically, then that person need to be, I think that person need to be brought before some tribunal of some kind. Because that's really deception. But be it as it may, Nelson Karangula, you know, raises a point to say, look, we need to come to the point where August 26 manufactures weapons, drones, and other, you know, military equipment. Instead of August 26, you know, competing with building hospital and putting toilet pots in the in buildings and in a fitting pipes. That should be civilian work. But military company must do military, must manufacture military weapons, military equipment. That is what is called development. In fact, yesterday the Russians launched another satellite in orbit, into low orbit. They launched another military, satellite that is belonging to the Russian defense, Russian Ministry of Defense, or Russian military, rather. So that is to show you how other countries are progressing, militarily. Because receiving help from allies and so forth, and friends, that is good, but we need to have our own radar system that is able to detect, that somebody must work hard to destroy. So those are the discoveries in Parliament, according to what we have heard last week.
I'm Just wake up, you will
All right, so we need to be intentional. That's what I'm saying. Africans are not intentional. You cannot say you are an enemy of none and a friend to all. And then tomorrow you wake up in chaos and you want to play victims. You want to play victim. So we cannot be a country like that. So, but I'm not saying that we should create enemies. No. But we need to be militarily sound. If we want to be in control, full control of our oil and gas, we need to be militarily in tune. We need to be militarily in order. We need to be militarily sound. We need to have a military doctrine. Because if we don't, we are going to be rich cowards. And you know what? A poor brave person can do will just come and take, because you are a friend of all and an enemy of none. By the time you say you organize an army, it's going to be a pity. Because nowadays your movement, your vehicles, we now talk about what we call FPV drones. You know, full personal view drones that can attack your moving military vehicles. If you are debating this, ask Israel. So Israel, their military vehicles got hammered by, you know, Hezbollah. So nowadays it's no longer about being a superpower. You can be a superpower, but you will suffer big time. Ask America and ask Russia. America and Russia are superpowers. But America did not find it easy in Iran. Neither is Russia finding it easy in Ukraine. So this is to show you that, you know, you are not God. You can be hammered. You can be hammered. But we have come to an end with our show. And let's meet again next Saturday. Same time, same frequency. Wishing you a great day ahead. And we are now handing over to Omo Eri in the north. It's a goodbye from me.